Call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show, Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times. And put that reward to good use. Get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $33.99. Visit us at AutoZone.com to get everything you need and start the job fast. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Get the whole family ready to step into that famous back-to-school feeling with Famous Footwear's buy one, get one half-off sale going on now. That's one pair of Chuck Advans for him and half-off Adidas for her. Fresh new Timberlands for her and half-off new boots for you. Shop top brands that'll make your family feel like they're on top of the world. Famous Footwear, because everyone deserves to feel a little famous. Buy one item, get a second item of equal or lesser value for half price. Some exclusions apply.
And now, a star is born. On July 29th, 1953, the world welcomed Project Runway host, Tim Gunn.
Congratulations, it's a boy.
Oh, nurse, what are you wearing? Pajamas and Crocs, seriously? Resolve the scrubs. No wonder all the babies are crying in here. Make it work.
Tim Gunn, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Five. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Karen McHugh. The Twitter war between President Trump, Maryland Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings, and his supporters heats up. This following the president's weekend tweet saying Cummings ought to concentrate on cleaning up Baltimore instead of criticizing border facilities.
After charges from many people, including Nancy Pelosi, that tweet and subsequent ones were racist, the president keeping it up this morning, tweeting, quote, Baltimore, under the leadership of Elijah Cummings, has the worst crime statistics in the nation. 25 years of all talk, no action. So tired of listening to the same old bull.
Fox's John Roberts. It was an up and down Monday on Wall Street.
Markets were mixed on Wall Street. The Dow finished higher by 29 points. S&P 500 lower by 5. The NASDAQ down by 37 points.
Fox Business Network's Deirdre Bolton. The Dow ended the day at 27,221. This is Fox News.
Yeah, that was real fair and balanced there, Fox.
I don't take no crap from anybody else but you. I wear the pants around here when I finish with your laundry. Because I'm a guy you don't want to fight. When I say jump, you say yeah, right. I'm the man of this house.
He's a man. He's a man. He's a man.
What I say goes around here, right out the window. And I don't want to hear a lot of whining, so I'll shut up. The sooner you learn who's boss around here, the sooner you can give me my orders to you. Because I'm head honcho around here, but it's all in my head.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I can have sex anytime that you want. Because I'm a man who has needs, but they're not that important. And don't expect any flowers from me, because if I'm not mistaken, you prefer jewelry.
I'm the king of my castle when you're not around. He's the man. He's the man.
And I'll drink and watch sports whenever I want to get in trouble. And I'll come home when I'm good and ready to sleep on the couch. Because a man's got to do what a man's got to do, and I'm going to do what you tell me to, because I'm top dog around here, but I've been neutered.
He's the man. He's the man.
You the man.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
Ah, shut up.
In lucky puppy news, Joey.
Yeah?
We got this story from the New York. By the way, the Mets got Jason Vargas in a trade. They gave Vargas to the Phillies today in a trade. Trade deadline is Wednesday at 4 o'clock, right before we come on the air, and we'll have the latest analysis on all of the trades Wednesday.
Well, I mean, when you get close to the deadline, sometimes some deals of the century are made.
That's
right. I mean,
right.
A lot of things that you know, it's almost like a yard sale where you find a famous, very worthwhile painting that goes for millions. But in this case, with Vargas, what a crap deal. The desperation is palpable. It smells like day-old trash. Anyway.
It's palpable, all right. It's like trying to hold it back when you really got to go.
Oh, yeah. Constipation.
So this happy puppy story is about the outfielder for the New York Mets who's had a really good year, Jeff McNeils.
Oh, yeah.
He was in the All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's listen
to
his
uniform doesn't get too dirty.
He adopted a puppy after hitting a home run. It's a great story.
And he hits it in the air to right field. Back toward the corner goes Reynolds near the wall. McNeil with a three-run homer.
We're going to go see the puppy again tomorrow, and then we'll talk. But, you know, I think hitting a home run after holding a puppy, you know, I think it gives me a little bargaining chip, you know. If my wife wants more homers, then we may have to get a puppy. Doug said I was getting a puppy. So. Yeah, I'm pretty happy, you know.
You know, there's a guy the Mets could throw a $50 million contract in front of him tomorrow because he'd be worth it. So what's he got to worry about a puppy? It's not going to cost that much.
Well, they could get him a puppy.
Well, there was a particular puppy that was...
Wants one of these fancy designer breeds.
No. The puppy was at the ballpark.
Oh, okay.
And
it's a good puppy.
He gave the puppy credit for getting the hit.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's a lucky puppy.
Superstition and baseball are like peanut butter and jelly.
That's right. When you fry them, they're greasy. Yeah, I really don't know what I meant by that either. I
went back to your old carny days, I see.
Yeah. Well, that's... that's what they say when it's in the Kriya Zapper, you know. You're back to that at 5:08. Brett McDonald will be joining us in a moment. So to Vargas, he goes to the Philadelphia Silly, so we're trying to hang in there and get that second wild card spot. I think that's Brant calling us now, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah.
You check that out. Give him a nice, friendly, warm welcome now.
Okay.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we have some real problems on the interstates. On I-85 southbound, you are going to start to slow down around Ann Street. That goes all the way out to the interchange. There's an accident right at the interchange. If you're moving on to I-65, it is crowded on the northbound side all the way past the Northern Boulevard. There's no accident there. It's just very congested, so be careful there. The boulevard's moving along okay. No big delays on the 31s. Let's just be careful as we try to get home this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance is dedicated, trained, and ready to be there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving you, your family, and all of Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Pretty routine forecast now for the next couple of days with the rain chances relatively small. I can't rule out an isolated storm, but most of us stay dry. Overnight low temperature tonight falls to about 72. Tomorrow, look for a good bit of sun, another hot day with a high temperature around 95, the heat index near 100, and only widely scattered afternoon storms, but they will be isolated. Few and far between, most towns will stay dry. Lows at night around 72. And then more spotty storms Wednesday and Thursday, but I think the better chances hold off until Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's A-L-A homemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-36-8, Equal Housing Lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We don't do the bumper music thing often, but I love the intro on this song, and it's from 1969. Joe Jeffrey Group. My Pledge of Love.
I woke up this morning, baby. I had you on my mind. I woke up this morning, baby. You know that I felt so fine. You know I need you. You know that I love you. This is my pledge of love.
And that is from the summer of 69. We actually have that because it was featured in our top 10 songs on the day we landed on the moon. And I hope at the end of the week I'll put it on my Facebook page. I hope you'll read it. I think it's kind of a special, makes a statement. But 1969, the year the Earth stood still. And when you look at all the stuff that happened, the big stories of that year and the impact they had on our lives, hugely significant. And as this man can verify, we call him Mr. Right on the Money, Grant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald, we keep hearing that unemployment and certain economic figures are at the best they've been in 50 years. Well, 50 years ago was 1969. Pretty good with that math off the top of my head, right?
Yeah, that's very good.
I think you're going to like this column a lot because it just ties the whole year up in a bow. And there has never been another one like it since.
Oh, I love it.
Because of all the stuff that happened. Many good reasons to remember that year. So all I heard was what I heard on Fox News. The market seemed to go a little sideways today. What do you see happening out there?
Well, yeah. So this is a big week. I mean, this is a really big week. Last week we had some good earnings numbers come out. But this week we've got 155 companies out of the S&P 500 that are going to report. So by far the biggest week for earnings, no question about that. And then on top of that, we've got this much anticipated Fed meeting that's on Wednesday, where we get the announcement of what they're going to do with the federal funds rate. And then, of course, the press conference afterwards, which we'll be tuned into for sure. And then on Friday, you get the big jobs number. And that'll be important for obvious reasons. So really big week. The market's not going to do anything right here. It's definitely going to continue to trade sideways. And we can't forget that we've got two sort of storylines that are going on in the background to earnings right now. And that is that we have a team from the White House that's in China as we speak, trying to negotiate and hammer out a deal on trade. And then you've got this Iranian thing that's still sort of simmering and brewing in the background. And then, of course, you know, this new prime minister in the UK, Boris.
Yeah, interesting guy.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And, Nigel Farage, who's a, obviously, we all know who he is. He's the big Brexit author, basically, and obviously very well connected in the UK and as well as the White House. But, you know, we've had an opportunity to be in contact with him as well as some of our other friends who are very close to the situation. And I will say this is what I think is going to happen. I'm convinced more than ever. I think that Trump sort of called a truce, if you will, a little bit of a timeout. Said, let's hit the pause button at that G20 meeting and back in June. And he's going to give his team and he's going to give China an opportunity to try to work something out here. But if our boys come back home, our men and or our team, and they haven't been able to make a lot of progress, I feel like Trump's going to either hit China with $300 billion in new tariffs, or he's going to try to bluff around it one way or the other. Because the longer he goes, the worst thing you want to do is go into a November election next year trying to do that, which could have a potential negative impact on trade and the economy and markets going down, et cetera. But the other thing, too, is you've got the whole rest of the world, man, that's out there just doing stimulus in their economies, doing QE, quantitative easing, in Europe with the European Central Bank, as well as in China. They continue to bring interest rates down. And then you look at what we're doing here with low inflation, full employment, and yet our Fed had been raising rates. And there's this huge divergence between where the dollar is and other currencies and where our interest rates are and the rest of the world's interest rate. The Fed's got a gun to its head. I mean, I'm just telling you. And I think people think, oh, well, this doesn't make sense. How can the Fed be cutting rates with full employment, with the economy still growing like it is, and no recession in sight? I think it's pretty simple. They've got to do it. I mean, they've got to do it. You're talking about, as I've said many times, that states like Pennsylvania, Ohio, those states that Trump's got to have, and he cannot risk, these companies that are domiciled in those states having volatile revenue streams or having uncertainty in their businesses because the employees and all of those people who work for those companies will get a bit unnerved.
All right, as it stands now, though, he can go back to those states and say, look what we accomplished, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And there's no way in this world he's going to jeopardize that. No way. And so I just think there's a tremendous amount of pressure on Jay Powell. This is a huge Fed meeting on Wednesday. I just can't stress. I mean, it's a very, very, very big meeting. I fully expect them to bring the federal funds rate down by a quarter. There's an outside chance they could do a full half a point. But they've got to take pressure off this runaway dollar. The dollar has been screaming higher, and it's not just because we've raised rates, it's because the rest of the world continues to lower theirs, and they continue to pour stimulus on their economies, and that's going to create problems down the road. There's already a shortage of dollars around the world because of this situation. There are all kinds of other derivative sort of risks involved in a strong dollar that we don't have time to get into now. But all I can tell you is, it's going to be a big deal on Wednesday to see. And the other big thing is going to be how Trump handles China in the next 30 days. If he comes at them with $300 billion in tariffs, that's going to be a big deal. So we got our eye on a lot of stuff over here, man. We really do. And the politics behind it is really fascinating.
I love what the president is doing with the... Especially, let's just use Baltimore as an example. He is forcing all these people that have done nothing but harass him since day one. They're not interested in how to help their constituents or help the country move forward. They just want Donald Trump gone. And now he is forcing them to defend the indefensible, which is the condition of the districts they represent. Every single person he's singling out has been elected multiple times for whatever reason by people who have gotten nothing except conditions that continue to deteriorate.
And I tell you, I agree, and I tell you what else he's doing. He's calling out the improper use of the word racist or racism. I think a lot of people do somewhat support him in that.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
I don't have a racist bone in my body.
Look,
but these people conveniently use this stuff. I mean, and I'm talking about every color, race, creed, that's the first thing out of their mouth is something goes against them politically. And it worn the term out.
It has zero value because it is either used, you know, you could damage somebody with that word in the past. He can't do it now. He doesn't care. Go ahead. He's the one that's got the Rosa Parks Awards on his wall for all he did for minority hiring in New York when he was building in Manhattan. They conveniently overlooked that. The media is never going to make people aware of that. And, yeah, it's compelled the dialogue that needs to happen. And just calling him a racist is not going to take people's eye off the reality of the conditions in Baltimore, where they have the highest homicide rate per capita in the country, much higher than New York or Chicago. The death tolls may be higher in those other places, but the number of people. And the residents in those areas are saying, yeah, we keep getting this, hearing the same crap from our leaders, and they're doing nothing for us. Where was Cummings when he was doing this? He's at a 5-star rooftop restaurant in Venice, Italy, with Nancy Pelosi on their recess, which they so richly earned by accomplishing nothing. I think what he's doing, he's peeling back the lid on this stuff and saying, this is not acceptable. I don't understand, folks, why you keep sending the same people back when you're living in squalor. And this could be monumental in its scope because finally, people are saying, you know what, it's time to consider a different route. And that's devastating to the Democrats because that's been a reliable vote for 60 years. But nothing's changed. I have seen people come miles. I've seen attitudes change wholesale is an underestimate in my lifetime. And I'm tired of hearing that. It doesn't, you know, it's that's what you say when you got nothing else. And they got nothing else.
No, I agree. I couldn't have said it better, really, honestly. I mean, this country has come so far. And everyone I know, I mean, in Alabama, most of my friends, constituents around here, no one that I know is racist. I mean, we all get along. We're all trying to get along. Everybody's doing it. But when you get in the world of politics, these words get flung around all over the place.
Recklessly, carelessly, yes. and to such an extent now that they've really lost their meaning. It's like, I ranted about this earlier in the show. I go to the story, I go to Food Outlet yesterday, and I see the stack of Montgomery advertisers, and the headline says, Montgomery's never had a black mayor. I don't think anybody who lives and pays taxes in this city gives a rat's ass, pardon my French, about what color the next mayor is, as long as they have some plans in place to reverse the decay, you know, to get the schools. Nobody cares, but they keep throwing this out there. They're the ones. It's the media that's stuck in 1965. Send them all calendars. Let's make a calendar. The McDonald Hagan Wealth Management calendar. Let them know it's 2019 now, and things have changed just a bit. I hate it. That's all I see. That's all they got. And I see that, and I just get so angry and depressed because nobody I've talked to cares about the color of the next mayor. They care about the competence of the next mayor. That's it.
That's the bottom line. I totally agree with you. And it's a shame. It really is. You know, and you're right. We're in a day and age now where if that's what you have to do, if you have to use that to try to win somehow politically, then golly, what a sad commentary.
It really is. But I think people are far beyond what we're given credit for. How many, do you know anybody that wakes up in the morning and says, how am I going to keep this group or that group down today? What can I do to contribute to their ongoing misery? Life's too short. Nobody has time for that. Those days, that predates our time when you had Klan meetings and all that kind of crap. They act like the Klan has a drive-through window in this town, for God's sake. Where are they? I don't see anything. It's gone, but they can't let it go. and admit, hey, you know what? We've moved way beyond that now. And it was no better, Brandt, in Chicago than it was here, except for the separate, you know, the separate water fountains. All cities were like that through at least into the 60s. But they don't want to acknowledge that either.
No, I agree. And like I've said for many years, you know, you can't have power unless you are able to label everyone, unless you are able to pit one group against another. You can't pit groups against one another unless they've been labeled. And then you have to convince each group why they're victims and how you're going to take care of them. And all those solutions have nothing to do with real freedom.
Exactly.
Nothing to do with real freedom.
No, in fact, it's been just the opposite. They've been trapped into this voting cycle of perpetual poverty that's destructive and horrifying, and it's got to stop. Somebody's got to have the cojones to identify that as the problem and then address it. That's what I want to see. I don't care who it comes from. There's going to be somebody. We need a leader. We need a leader who's ready for that next generation of progress. And that is how it starts, by not pretending these other issues don't exist. Greg for mayor.
I love it.
I'll tell you, it is going to be a tough job.
Are you going to run for Martha's seat?
Well, I'd love to, but I have a slight problem. If I was a Democrat, I could do it, but I'm not. So, see, when we only moved a few miles from our last place. We just needed more room. I didn't realize we had moved out of the 2nd Congressional District. So well, that's the problem. Plus, I don't know if the FCC would allow me to continue to earn a living doing this while running for Congress. I don't know how that works. I've never really understood it. But that said, I would love it, and at McDonald and Hagen, they love it when people, whatever the background, call and say, I'm ready to plan my life. I'm ready to establish financial goals. Help me. And boy, they will. That's what they live to do at Brandt's incredible firm, staffed by really, really super talented people who love to make life better. And that's what they can do for you. 387-0094. There's no charge for a consultation. It's just about you and where you would like to be in 5, 10, 15 years. And how they can help you achieve your dreams and your goals. 387-0094, McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Thanks for a great chat, Brent.
Oh, yeah. Enjoy it. Always do, man.
Appreciate
that's part
it.
Of my day.
Thanks.
All right, we'll see you.
All righty.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, we're at 5:30 already, and Trump's chicken wings is in the system. Yeah, if you haven't heard it, it's kind of cute. An SNL bit when they used to be funny. Remember when Saturday Night Live was funny?
No.
That was a while back.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we have some problems on the roadways this afternoon. We have a new accident. This one's at Atlanta Highway and the Northeast Boulevard, so be careful in that general vicinity. There's also an accident on 85 northbound just before Taylor Road. It's in the median, so be careful if you're passing through there. And the 18-wheeler that's disabled at 85 southbound and Ann Street is causing a traffic jam. And we still have police working the accident downtown on Bibb Street right next to the Renaissance. That's an accident with injury, so avoid that area if you can. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Pretty routine forecast for the next couple of days, with the rain chances relatively small. I can't rule out an isolated storm, but most of us stay dry. Overnight low temperature tonight falls to about 72. Tomorrow, look for a good bit of sun, another hot day with a high temperature around 95, the heat index near 100, and only widely scattered afternoon storms, but they will be isolated. Few and far between, most towns will stay dry. Lows at night around 72, and then more spotty storms Wednesday and Thursday, but I think the better chances hold off until Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University and the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, Canine Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online. 4 Healthy Pets online.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Chicken Salad Chick ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Chicken Salad Chick. Chicken Salad Chick. Spread joy. Enrich lives. Serve others. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Chicken Salad Chick and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now here's something we hope you'll really...
Donald Trump, House of Wings.
You know our wings will make you happy.
Chicken wing expert? No. But I can tell you this. The wing is hands down the best part of the chicken. Better than the head, better than the torso, better than the back. And at Donald Trump's House of Wings, you can get them with 5 different levels of hotness. Regular, hot, 3-alarm, suicidal, and hell spawn. And if you like celery, congratulations, it's on the house.
Stop, you know our wings, come with me celery. Jump in, you know these veggies are good for you. Come, if you want some cheese, tell me another extra. Now, the house of wings.
Five. 5:35 from a long ago time when SNL used to be topical and funny and not ugly and vicious and hate-filled douchebags.
And that's probably one of my favorite Pointer Sister songs.
Yes.
That one, I like Fire a lot. That's a cool song.
Fire was good. I wonder, I think we used to have this. Let me just take a quick browse through here.
Mm-hmm.
No, let me see if we have it under FU. No, we had, well, maybe it's the Robin Williams. Let's see. Hang on. I know what I'm doing. No, don't have that. Let's look under.
Oh, crap.
Elmer. No, we have Elmo. But it was the Pointer Sisters' Fire, but sung by Elmer Fudd.
Oh, that would have been classic.
Kill the rabbit, kill the rabbit, kill the rabbit.
Kill the rabbit?
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
He is. Tomorrow, David Blackman will be our guest at 3:35. He's my go-to blogger. And I posted one of two that he wrote today. This one goes to the significance of the resignation, if it was in fact that, of Dan Coats and the installation of Daniel Radcliffe, who is a great choice for this gig, as the director of national intelligence. And here's why. This is the position that determines what from all of those documents that we have been wanting to have released about the big charade with Comey and all of that. He's the guy that's going to decide what the public can see and what can't. And he's going to get the truth out there. The other guy, Coates, who left, was a swamp critter. So he wasn't particularly eager to see that go. So this is, again, I've said all along, I think there's a timeline in place here where this stuff's going to come out. Part of it is what he's done with clowns like Cummings, who, by the way, and I posted this on the Facebook thread with that pathetic IRS complaint filed against wife of Representative Elijah Cummings. It seems that she has like a foundation, but it's real confused and mixed in with a for-profit business she has that's getting a lot of money. A lot of money. And while he is calling Trump names, is he back in his district trying to figure out how to solve the fact that Baltimore is the number one rat infestation city in America? No. He's having a 5-star dinner on the roof of a restaurant in Venice, Italy with Nancy Pelosi. So they're eating at a restaurant. One thing they won't need, like Pelosi, she won't have to worry while she's dining there about somebody yanking her pants down and taking a dump on the street right in front of her, like they do in San Francisco. This is what's going on in the districts these people represent, and it's not acceptable. And somebody is finally saying, hey, you got time to call me names? Why don't you do something for your constituents? I know that's not going to fix the mental illness of liberalism, but Baltimore brawl. He's winning, Brett Baer. I'm so sick of talking heads. Why does every freaking topic on TV have to have four people in clown suits standing around? Well, I think, who cares? It's time we think for ourselves.
Amen.
Good. In other news, apparently Puff Diddly Widdly, who's like in his 50s now and should probably have a grown-up name.
Diddy?
Diddy. Excuse me. I get Diddy and Puffy. And
Sean Combs is his grown-up name.
No, probably. That's Puff Daddy.
Oh, who are you talking about?
Diddy Widdy, whatever his name is.
Who?
The felon. Puff Daddy and this guy are two different people.
Yes. I thought you were talking about Diddy, Sean Combs. Who are you talking about?
Is Diddy different from Daddy?
No, that's one of his many names.
No, I'm not talking... No, this isn't... Puff. This is, who's the, he's got kind of a thin face. A thug. Well, anyway, apparently he is dating Steve Harvey's daughter or somebody really young in the family, and there's a bit of a beef going on there between Steve Harvey and Diddly Widdly.
Top six answers on the board. Name something I would do to Diddy if he touches my daughter. Lori.
Yeah. Punch his lights out?
Punch his lights out? Mr. Sean Combs. Lori, pass a plate.
We'll play.
All right, let's go. Marjorie, name something I would do to Diddy if he touches my daughter.
Stick your foot where the sun don't shine.
Stick my foot where the sun don't shine.
I think I should be leaving.
Oh, no, Puffy. If I'm gonna be Puff's daddy someday, we better get to know each other. Now, name something I'd do to Diddy if he touches my daughter.
Give him a hug?
Keep trying, bud. Time for a commercial break and keep your hands to yourself.
They keep you posted on that one.
Yeah, it's the same guy. He's now just Diddy.
No, I'm thinking of somebody else.
Another, like, famous hip-hop rap artist?
Established one.
Like Snoop Dogg?
That's it. That's who I'm thinking of. Oops. I just get this information and pass it along.
I'd never had the impression you were a big, you know, hip-hop rap fan by any means.
Well, it's a lot of it's ugly. When it started some out, it wasn't so much.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I'm on Taylor Road. Maybe it was Friday, I forget. It was recent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Taylor Road at a stoplight, and a car pulls up next to me, and I could not believe what was coming out of the radio. Of course, he had the windows down and the music loud enough for everybody within 50 yards to hear it. And it was vile, hate, misogynistic at a point Donald Trump couldn't wish to be on his best day. How does that advance civilization? Hey, it's freedom of speech.
Well, I was watching this whole lecture on how music now, yes, you used to have to write down music to save it, and now that it's so easy to record music, it's made popular music in particular much more it's intuition, it's instinct, it's whatever the emotion is in the moment. You don't even need to know music at all to make it. And that's, I mean, people have those feelings and those perspectives.
I'm sitting there, even when I rolled my windows up, and I was kind of obvious about it, I'm thinking,
now remember,
never mind what I was thinking. Here's a disturbing statistic for you. Oh, God. One of these days, it'll be worth the cost of replacing the monitor to throw a brick through one of these TVs in here with these talking head shows. Critics call President Trump tweets racist. No, they're not. They're factual. And if facts are racism, then, well, we're all kind of screwed, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
1/3 of delivery drivers admit they've eaten a customer's food. In other words, if...
I never did when I was a delivery driver. I'd usually tied them up. Usually it was in bags, tied it up, brought it to the customer.
You know what happened to me once?
Mm-hmm.
It was on one of my Sunday morning donut deliveries. I had a sugar craving, so I took a donut hole, which is a bag of 12.
Yeah. Yeah, but these are unofficial deliveries. These are like, you're not working for a company, right?
No.
So they're technically
working for the
your
Lord.
Donuts.
I'm doing God's work.
Right,
when I do
they're
that.
Your
I'm
donuts, nice. And you gave most of the donuts away other than, you know, one crazy story did happen to me, and there are going to be a lot of guys kicking me for not taking this opportunity, but it was like 1:30 in the morning, one of the last deliveries I made.
Yeah.
And it was two, you know, I was in college, and it was two, like, college-aged girls. And it was like wings and like cheese tots or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Drunk food. And yeah, I open up, you know, they open up the door, and one of the girls is like, oh, thank you, how much is it, blah, blah, blah. And then this really drunk girl sitting on the couch behind her goes, come inside and I'll blank your,
Oh?
Yeah.
What are we playing now, the match game?
Mm-hmm. Mad Libs.
I'll blank your...
Mad Libs, yeah.
Yeah.
Something to do with a vacuum cleaner, I don't know. It was a weird moment. It was like I was in my own adult film, but I left. Like, I'm not getting involved with this.
It's nice of our listeners to step up and send me Facebook messages. Hey, stupid, here's the guy you're thinking of. Snoop Doggy Dog. He's a 53-year-old man.
Yeah.
With a rap sheet a mile long. I know that makes him a hero, sadly, in some quarters, but that's not acceptable to me. 547, Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka has protected our freedom to be idiots.
I'm glad you went into that.
You will know.
So it's like, yeah, you never did anything like that working for Styx.
No, I can't say that I did.
Styx!
Yeah, I used to work for them.
Sure.
Got a couple of their albums in my sack right now. Taking them home, put them in frames.
Anyway, Gulf States Mobility, great company.
Yes, a great company that works with the folks that have helped defend our freedom, who have sustained a wound and come home facing some significant rehabilitation time. And it starts with the home they come home to. And what Gulf States Mobility seeks to do is make sure they don't have to leave the home they've known and loved because they have a limit on their mobility. So they step into those kinds of situations and make the home safely accessible. And with the individual client, step two is trying to do everything they can to restore choices. Because one thing that, I mean, every situation, every circumstance is different. But the one thing that the people who face these challenges have in common is a desire to do as much for themselves as they can. They don't want to feel dependent. It's amazing. It's an inspiring thing to witness and hear. So Gulf States Mobility, their mission with each and every client is to restore as many of those choices as possible. And that's what they've been doing for many, many years in their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway, the pride of Wetumpka. When you have a moment, please visit them on Facebook and see the technologies they're creating, literally inventing in that workshop, so that folks who haven't had the good luck that most of us have had with full mobility, some of the things they're doing to make their lives better and more fulfilling. It's good, honorable, and important work. 514-6590 is their number. Again, when you can, visit them on Facebook. Like them. Gulf States Mobility, Wetumpka. Our last traffic report is next.
As we roll on through the 5 o'clock rush hour, things are looking a little bit better out of the roadways, but we still have a couple of things for you to be concerned about. We have an accident on I-85 northbound just before Taylor Road. It's in the median, so be careful there. There's also police still working an accident at Atlanta Highway and the East Boulevard. If you're on the interstate system, just be prepared to slow down at any point. We don't have any major accidents at this point, but we do see some traffic jams around the river region. If you're headed out of town on the 31s, we don't see a lot of delays for you. Just watch the traffic around you. For just 10 cents, a thin dime and your good credit, you can drive away in anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Find a dime in the couch and then get your ride at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
You can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit headleymetalbuildings.com.
We're always being exposed to these studies. I don't know who pays for them. Probably in many cases, sadly, we do. Taxpayers. And every once in a while you hear about one of these things and you think they really needed to do a study to figure this out. Check this one out. We'll give it the full treatment here.
Tear out the front page. Stand by for a scoop. Stop the presses. Copy boy. Copy boy. Stop the presses.
University College London researchers have found that women are still doing the majority of the housework when living with a male partner. Sexist. Looking at data from an old survey, they found women do approximately 16 hours of household chores every week, while men do closer to 6 hours. Women also did the bulk of domestic duties, and 93% of couples analyzed, and in cases where both people in a couple were employed full-time, women were 5 times more likely than men to spend at least 20 hours a week doing household chores. Researchers say the findings suggest that gender equality in divisions of work is rare, and that gender norms remain strong. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with a gender norm staying strong?
Nothing, in my opinion. People are choosing to live that way. It's your choice to live how you want.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, you're not in chains. If he's not doing his fair share and you got a problem with that, go, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of the way we've always looked at it?
It just ain't fitness.
Well, I mean, one gender norm I've noticed, or I've read about that's changed, is women are the ones who are cheating more on their husbands. And it's usually women who are the breadwinner in the household, which is interesting. Like, if you're the person who brings home the most money, you're more likely to be the one who cheats.
I'm not surprised. That's why we need to keep promoting this.
An ordinary dinner party, the sort of occasion we all enjoy. The men are exchanging witty stories. And look at the women, aren't they pretty? Look at the way they laugh, they're delightful. But now the conversation turns to more serious matters.
I wonder if the government should return to the gold standard.
They think it should.
Good, then we're all agreed.
But oh dear, what's this? One of the women is about to embarrass us all.
I think the government should stay off the gold standard so that the pound can reach a level that will keep our exports competitive.
The lady has foolishly attempted to join the conversation with a wild and dangerous opinion of her own. What half-baked drivel. See how the men look at her with utter contempt.
Yeah, then we're going home.
Women, know your limits. Now let's see the proper way.
Good. So we're all agreed. We should return to the gold standard.
Oh, I don't know anything about the gold standard, I'm afraid, but I do love little kittens. They're so soft and furry.
What a delightful thought, you dear, sweet, fragile little thing. Women, know your limits. In thought, be plain and simple, and let your natural sweetness shine through.
That's it. Let your natural sweetness shine through.
I don't like you.
I'm sick of this.
What's on the Joey Clark Radio Hour tonight?
Oh, I'm going to be all over the place. You know, talking about moving in. One thing I like to do when I move into a new place, get the sound system set up. I'm an audiophile that way. This great 5.1 surround sound, 4K TV set up. That's what I care about. Good entertainment set up. And once that was set up, we got a lot of stuff moved. Watched a classic 90s Nick Cage action movie.
Nick Cage?
Nicolas Cage.
Oh, I thought, because you grew up in the Nickelodeon era, I thought you were talking about a show on Nickelodeon.
No, do you remember the movie? Rewatching it Saturday night, I loved it and was laughing my ass off because it's cheesy and there's all sorts of explosions. Con Air.
Do you know that?
Great movie.
this is a bunch of years ago, but it was the conundrum on the morning show. That was back when the old lady was still on it. We had something in the prep that said this is the most replayed major film, you know, on the channels that take 3 hours to show you an hour and a half movie because they've got 10-minute commercial breaks in there and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we made people guess it is the most replayed movie since 1990, and Con Air was number one.
It's fantastic. I've forgotten how much fun it is. It's dumb, and it's self-aware that it's dumb, and so it's so... And the cast is amazing. Vin Rames, John Malkovich is the main bad guy.
Yeah, I was not surprised to see that because I do remember it seemed like that was on multiple channels at the same time. Hey, speaking of channels, you got this. Take it 20 seconds just to run down tonight's schedule.
I'll upload this computer again. I just closed it.
Well, I'm sorry.
Do you not already have the Smithsonian? You rely on me for this.
This will have everything to do with how excited I am to go home.
Okay, hold on. I do have it bookmarked when I open up a new tab. So
yes.
I'm clicking on the Smithsonian Channel schedule
that,
right now.
Joey.
Do you have your TV dinner ready, too? Your keto-friendly TV dinner?
I have a woman arranging that for me.
Of course you do. Aerial America at 7 p.m. Virginia. Yeah, Virginia. Would you like to hear the description, or should I go?
I think I'm. Yeah.
Okay, 8 p.m. America's Hidden Stories Mystery at Jamestown.
That's new tonight. There is a mystery there.
Most people think of Jamestown as the story of John Smith and Pocahontas, but new research, scientific research at that, has revealed another prominent figure from America's first English colony. Discover the story of Sir George Yeardley, a commoner who became governor and went on to preside over the birth of the nation's democracy. Follow a team of archaeologists as they excavate the 1617 church where, according to English tradition, the leaders of the colony were buried, including our country's least known and first founding father.
And there's cool stuff attached to that.
And then at 9 p.m.,
yes,
Pocahontas,
I stay up that late.
Beyond the
Elizabeth
myth.
Warren story?
No.
That should be a lot of fun. All right. Be back in the morning with Jay and Emily. And the
adorable
Rich Thomas returns on Wednesday.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're